Due to the graphic nature of this program, listener discretion is advised.
Welcome, you are tuned into the Atomic Drop. My name is Tarek, and this is a wrestling broadcast like no other. We opened this week's show with a band called Los Fatso Libres. It was a song called World Champion. They're from Nottingham, and you can check them out at Bandcamp if you're that way inclined. Thank you for joining me. I hope you're well. I'm doing okay. Apologies once again. This is the second week in a row we are behind schedule. I think things will be back on track next week. I've moved to the night shifts this week, so my sleeping patterns are all over the place. Although night shift did lead for me to be able to do one thing, which I haven't done in a very long time. Possibly, if like I've watched their pay-per-views, All Elite Wrestling, before I went to work last night, I managed to catch a bit of it on ITV4, because if you've got wrestling on terrestrial television, I always feel like you have to watch it to support the cause. I don't feel like, at least for me, I don't feel like All Elite Wrestling is setting the world on fire as much as we all thought it would be. We are in a situation where we have a hell of a lot of wrestling to watch, and it's a good time to be a wrestling fan. The only problem with it is if you want to watch everything, you are going to end up really tired, or you're inevitably going to miss things. I've missed Impact Wrestling did like a throwback show that I still need to go back and watch. I haven't really been following Impact Wrestling much for a fair few years, but it looked like they did. Do you know how we've been talking about how NWA Power is the only thing that looks different to anything else? I think people are starting to get wind of it and trying to follow their lead. This is possibly what Impact Wrestling were attempting, but I haven't seen it probably. I've seen like little screenshots. I still haven't seen any footage from it. I might do that once I'm done watching this show. Recording this show, even. But anyway, this is, as I said, this is a wrestling podcast like no other. We do not worry about opinion and people's tastes, because, you know, everyone's got a different favourite wrestler. So there's no point arguing about things. You know, some things you like, some things you won't. So instead, we celebrate professional wrestling through music, audio, and other, generally music, audio, promos. You know the gist. We've been doing the show for like 4 years. If you're still with us, thank you so much. And we are going to play you something from Ant, who we've played previously. But before we did the... We played you his songs about... We played you one of his songs about SummerSlam a while back. It's come to my attention. I think he keeps just writing original songs about, in particular, pay-per-views. This is Ant. He's from New York. You can check him out on Bandcamp as well. This is his original composition about WrestleMania 35.
I spit him until the entire story's told. Not a prediction, I hit him with a submission hold. Champion, it's not that easy to defend the title. Talking on my back and every move I make is vital. The show it shows, the high highs, the lower lows. I'm not surprised, cause I know I see both of those. It's WrestleMania season, that's the reason I'm here. I've been working towards the main event my whole career. I ain't going nowhere, let it be loud and clear. Hit you with the curb stomp, finish you off with a spear. I'm like Jeff Hardy, I'm immune to the fear. Once I hit the ring, all my critics disappear. It's inexplicable, anything else but typical. My style is unpredictable, but that's the point. Unorthodox, waiting for my endorsement spot. Forfeit when I put you in the scorpion lock. So if you're ready to ride, then buckle up. But if you got a problem with me, knuckle up. The bright lights, road to WrestleMania. I'm here for a fight, not sports entertainment. So if you're ready to ride, then buckle up. But if you got a problem with me, knuckle up. The bright lights, road to WrestleMania. I'm here for a fight, not sports entertaining, yeah. I won't give up, cause I'm unstoppable. Elbow drop off the top, what would Macho do? Heavy hitter, so high risks are optional. Styles clash, but that forearm's phenomenal. Air Kofi, it doesn't matter the angles, man. Finish you with the ankle lock or the ankle slam. Corbin, I'll correct you, cause I expect you to know when your respects due. Yo, forget you, it's going down right outside of my city, yo. I can't wait to see Joe versus Mysterio. No holds barred, Triple H and Batista. Korea versus Korea. Student versus teacher. Computer's freezing, I'm running some diagnostics. Think I got it, Brock was holding it hostage. It's controversial, but universally hurtful. This is worse than a commercial, we're in need of a reversal. So if you're ready to ride, then buckle up. But if you got a problem with me, knuckle up. The bright lights, road to WrestleMania. I'm here for a fight, not sports entertaining, yeah. So if you're ready to ride, then buckle up. But if you got a problem with me, knuckle up. The bright lights, road to WrestleMania. I'm here for a fight, not sports entertaining, yeah. Triple threat, main event for the women's title. Becky earned a shot, but Charlotte feels that she's entitled. She's got a point, but it's not all hereditary. Ronda wants a title reign to be legendary. This main event may prevent fans from walking out. The man won the Royal Rumble, fans are talking now. Ronda Rousey's the rookie, she has so much to prove. But Charlotte can't lose, damn, this is hard to choose. So if you're ready to ride, then buckle up. If you got a problem with me, knuckle up. If you're ready to ride, buckle up. If you got a problem with me, knuckle up. If you're ready to ride, buckle up. If you got a problem with me, knuckle up. If you're ready to ride, buckle up.
That was Ant with WrestleMania 35, a show which took place in New York, New Jersey earlier this year. I was lucky enough to be in attendance. I don't think I'm going to WrestleMania next year. I've been to the past three WrestleManias, and like, when we went to our first one, we met someone that said, once you go to your first WrestleMania, you just keep going, and I can see what he meant. Because it's an extremely joyous event. I mean, you're on holiday. The States is always quite exotic, especially to us here in the UK. But it costs an arm and a leg, and I'm not a rich guy by any standards. But I was at WrestleMania 35. One of the greatest live matches I've ever been in attendance for was Kofi Kingston defending the WWE Championship against Daniel Bryan. We all know that I'm super biased. When it comes to Daniel Bryan. Daniel Bryan did lose that night. He was unsuccessful in defeating Kofi Kingston, but still one of the greatest. Like, I was fully invested, and I managed to lose myself a little bit that night. So, I don't know. Like, I'm not going to WrestleMania next year. As I said, it costs an arm and a leg, and I don't think my budget will meet it. But it's in Tampa, Florida, and as much as, like, attending WrestleMania, it's a slog, it's a marathon, but it's It's a spiritual experience for wrestling fans, you could say. But I just can't make it next year, I don't think. I'm a little bit heartbroken, and I don't think it'll be the same watching it on television. But, you know, maybe I'll win the lottery. Maybe something will happen. But, yeah, that was Ant WrestleMania 35. Once again, another artist you can find on Bandcamp. I think most of these artists that I'm going to play today, you can find on Bandcamp. Moving swiftly on, we're going to play you something from an act called Los Muertos Vivientes. I hope I said that correctly. This is a tribute to Mexican wrestling legend, the man of, is it a million masks? Or a thousand? I don't know. This is a song about Mil Máscaras.
Ya es casi medianoche. Mil Máscaras y yo iremos al cementerio para destruir las momias.
Bottom line is, 9 years ago, I walked into this ring, it was NWA Hollywood. Now we know the championship wrestler from Hollywood. Nothing's changed, just the affiliations. But the bottom line is this: I left the NWA to go on and do other things. And who comes in and fills the spot? That's Nick Aldis. And then Nick Aldis thinks, well, you know what? I'm here carrying this championship. That makes me the man. And he's right. It does make him the man. He is the man. Nick, you're the man. I'm going to say right now. Yet Nick Aldis, with the God, with the audacity, say, well, I don't see anybody who stepped forward, who stepped up to be championship caliber. Hey, dummy, you're looking at me. Hey, dummy, have you seen this guy? You saw it yourself. You're the one who said, hey, man, we need to bring in somebody to the NWA like Eli Drake. I'm going to put it to you like this, man. I'm going to put that on the back burner. Why? Because I am a patient man and I pick my spot. Because right now what you got is Mr. Ken Anderson. Mr. Ken Anderson must also see something. Another guy who's talking about comparisons. Because I've heard some of these people, I've heard some of the people on Twitter say, man, that'd be like a dream match. Mr. Ken Anderson, Eli Drake, they're like so similar. I don't see it. No, I don't see it. Because when I look at me, I see a world-class athlete. I see a guy etched out of stone. I see a guy. I see a guy, championship material. I see a guy. You go ahead and give that to me all day. I'll take it and I'll tell you why. Because here's how it goes, man. Ken Anderson, you and I, we've been to some of the same places. Hell, we've even been fired from some of the same places. But the bottom line is this. You can talk a good game, you can walk a good game, but the difference between you, the difference between me, is there's one thing that I have that you don't have, and that's that I can't stop.
When you forge a weapon, you need three things. The right metal, temperatures over 1400 degrees, and someone who wants to kill. Here in Jungle Village, we got all three.
I can't stop. And what I can't stop the undeniable Kevorka. I can't stop the gravy train, and I can't stop being Eli Drake, which means you'll never be. And that's not an insult, that is just a fact of life.
Currently wrestling for the NWA there. You just heard Eli Drake. Before that, you heard a song about Mil Máscaras by a band called Los Muertos. Vientes? I hope that's correct. It'll be do. It's not. I only really speak English. You are tuned into the Atomic Drop, and I could throw in my two cents about anything, but I think we'll just plow. Like, I'm enjoying wrestling. I love wrestling. Daniel Bryan's getting to get another shot at the Fiend. I don't know what the Fiend did to him. On Friday Night SmackDown, I don't know if he ripped his beard out, if he ripped his hair off, but I suspect next week Daniel Bryan's going to have a very different look. Now it's time this is actually a really interesting one. I believe they're from Brighton here in the UK. I might be wrong. This is Lewis McHale and the Bad Motherfucker with the ballad of Stone Cold Steve Austin.
With a crash, his music hits. Here comes our main protagonist, American hero with zero hair or fear. On any night, you can believe he'll take a bite right out of evil, and then he'll be washing it down with an ice cold beer. So when they see him coming, all the bad guys, they start running, cause they know he has a well-earned reputation for raising hell inside the ring, and also both his middle fingers up to sobriety and corporate rules and regulations. With a vest on his chest and a can in his hand, he'll fight the good fight for the working man. Here he comes.
Stone Cold
Steve Austin.
Stone Cold
Steve Austin. Taking names and kicking asses. champion for the working classes. That's
Stone Cold
Steve Austin.
Stone Cold
Steve Austin. You'll never see him in a suit and tie. He'll be stomping a mud hole and walking it dry. He'll put injustice in its place with a few punches to the face, and he won't mind to find the time to flip you off. When you hear the glass break, you know that Texas Rattlesnake is on his way, and that means business is about to pick up. So you can bruise him and beat him, but you won't ever defeat him. Even hit him with a car, he won't care. He's gonna stand up for what's right and keep on fighting the good fight, smacking corruption in the face with a steel chair. And if you step out of line, you might discover that you're gonna find yourself on the end of a Stone Cold Stunner from
Stone Cold
Steve Austin.
Stone Cold
Steve Austin. Giving up every last drop of blood and sweat, once won the IC Championship with a broken neck. No big deal for
Stone Cold
Steve Austin.
Stone Cold
Steve Austin. You'll never see him in a suit and tie. He'll be stomping a mud hole and walking it dry. And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.
That's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so. And that's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.
That's the bottom line.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said that.
And that's the bottom line, 'cause Stone Cold said so.
Stone Cold
Steve Austin.
Stone Cold
Steve Austin. 96 King of the Ring, so don't ever get it jumbled. He's the only three-time winner of the Royal Rumble. That's
Stone Cold
Steve Austin.
Stone Cold
Steve Austin. You'll never see him in a suit and tie. He'll be stomping a mud hole and a walking it dry.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. That was Lewis McKell and the Bad Motherfucker with the Ballad of Stone Cold Steve Austin. Let's try and squeeze in a couple more songs before we go. Although it's, I say squeeze in like I've got a scheduling. As we know, we're no longer on radio, so this show could go on for 3 hours if I wanted. It's probably not the greatest idea. As I said, I've been doing the show for like 4 or 5 years, and I keep worrying that I want to run out of songs. And so far, I haven't. I think over 3 years, maybe I've played the same song maybe twice or three times. Not the same song. I played three songs maybe twice. I don't know. I'd love someone to go through our back catalogue and check, because I know there is no sort of collection of wrestling songs that we've been. Some of them have been absolutely dreadful, I won't lie. Some of them have been scraping the bottom off the barrel. But other ones, like that one we just had, like that Lewis McHale Ballad of the Stone Cold Steve Austin, I think that was banging. I think it had a bit of charm to it, a bit of character, and who doesn't like Stone Cold Steve Austin? Anyway, as I said, let's try and get some more songs in. This is a song from a hip-hop artist called Bane, B-A-Y-N, he spells it. No doubt inspired by AJ Styles. This is a track called The Phenomenal One.
Yo. Yo, was telling me
bad boy good.
Everywhere I go, they always saying
bad boy good.
They always saying
bad boy good.
Yeah. Now tell me who the best in the biz. I don't even know who the rest of them is. This inception of bitch. You're dreaming in a dream if you think you're gonna win.
I got the scars from my sins. I scratched, clawed, and fought for the position I'm in. And ain't nobody taking it from me now. And they couldn't, even the baddest in the hood will whisper, shh.
Bad boy good.
They step up and I knock them down. I ain't the biggest dog, but I run the whole damn pound. That's why they say that I'm phenomenal. That ain't just a phrase, the ramen noodles. I'm a top grade steak. Don't let them fool you, I was born to be great. And I don't plan on letting go of my place. But just in case, check the name, they can't keep up pace. I'm the guy that you can never replace. Matter of fact, I'm the work of art you try to trace. But I don't even have to sell them all. They say my name cause I'm phenomenal. Said I don't even have to tell them about it. Check the hustle, brother, you can tell them all. Said I don't even have to sell them all. They say my name cause I'm phenomenal. But I don't even have to tell them about it. Check the hustle, brother, you can tell them all. Now I ain't trying to come across brash, but I'm flipping the game upside down, styles clash. And I ain't talking chores, but I'll take out the trash. I'm coming to take my title back. So go on and ring the bell and I'ma come out swinging with a can of whoop ass and you're gonna learn the meaning. It's gonna hurt so bad, you swear that I was double teaming. It's just the vibration, the fans screaming.
Bad boy good.
It's the super kick flow. Sounds good, but it's a kick to the nose. You weren't expecting it, an RKO. Out of nowhere, I got the brawn with my brains, but I'm a little backwards, man. Stroke.
Here we go.
Give me that Ric Flair. Whoa. Nobody's stepping up, there ain't nothing they can do. I'm the truth, 100 proof. If they can't stomach the juice, then take them to the kiddie pool if they can take the splash. Yo,
but I don't even have to sell them all.
Boy good.
They say my name cause I'm phenomenal.
Boy good.
Said I don't even have to tell them about it.
Boy good.
Check the hustle, brother, you can tell them all.
Boy good.
Said I don't even have to sell them all.
Boy good.
They say my name cause I'm phenomenal.
Boy good.
But I don't even have to tell them about it.
Boy good.
Check the hustle, brother, you can tell them all.
Boy good.
And you can't hold me down. Oh no. And you can't stand in my way. Nah. All these people talk, but they don't want none. They won't say to my face.
Nope.
You can't hold me down.
Oh no,
you can't stand in my way. All these people talk, but they don't want none. They won't say to my face.
But I don't even have to sell them on it. They say my name cause I'm phenomenal. Said I don't even have to tell them about it. Check the hustle, brother, you can tell them on it. Said I don't even have to sell them on it. They say my name cause I'm phenomenal. But I don't even have to tell them about it. Check the hustle, brother, you can tell them on it.
That was Bane with the phenomenal one, and we have reached the end of the show. As I've, this hasn't been your standard Atomic Drop. This has been more sort of, you know, play a track, announce what it was in your old school radio format. So normally this is the point of the show where I just list off all the songs that you heard. There's none of that today, but I will tell you, for those of you that want to hear more of me. And I might be making a commitment that I can't commit to. But as I'm no longer affiliated with any radio station, and before I was affiliated with the radio station, I used to put out a show on Mixcloud called The Alternative to The Alternative. It's basically me playing songs I like that aren't wrestling related. But as you can tell, I have phenomenal music taste. And sharing, and that's where I share my thoughts about the world. So if you'd like to hear more from me, go to Mixcloud.com and look for The Alternative to The Alternative. I think go Mixcloud.com/Tata, T-A-T-T-A, and I think there's something like 194, 195 episodes off that up there that have been recorded over the past maybe 4, 5, 6, 7 years. From this Tuesday, I believe, or at least I hope, I'm going to be returning to putting those shows out. I find it works as therapy for me more than anything else. And as we all know, the secret to enjoying yourself is just making work that you want to listen to. And that's what I'm going to go back to doing. So until next time, thank you for tuning in. Remember, we do have a whole show archive knocking about on the internet. Some of it's on Mixcloud, some of it's on Resonance FM's Mixcloud page. Some of it is on our own podcast feed, so please do explore and share it with your friends. Or don't. Make it your own little secret. Keep it to yourself. There's a reason. We're not underground by accident, you know. You can't. Being mainstream's overrated. Mass appeal's overrated. It sounds like I'm trying to convince myself rather than I believe it. But I am going to leave you with at least a sentiment that is close to my heart right now. This is. And also, next week, I think the Atomic Drop will be back on Fridays, for those of you worrying what's going on with the regular schedule, Tarek. Well, you know, tweet me, email me, do what you need to do. I'm going to leave you with a song from a band called The Razor Ramones. It's a sentiment that I quite enjoy, or I can quite relate to this week. This is a song called I Don't Want to Be a Babyface. Until next time, take care. Ta-ta.
Punch at me instead of doing what is right. I don't wanna be a babyface. 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 Got a pocket full of gimmicks, so you know I'm a bad guy. Pour some powder in my hand, throw it in your eyes. Slip on my brass knuckles, punch you in the face. Move behind the referee, give it out a trace. I don't wanna be a babyface. 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 I don't wanna be a babyface.